You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit, and Happy New Year 2026. This is episode 80 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Jap Peanut.
Hey!
It's the first episode of the new year. I said that already, didn't I?
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, it's a new year for y'all. It's Halloween Eve for us. So, not much else to say other than we left off with Tom's very sad backstory. And also, we got the release date for the live-action season 2 of One Piece, March 10th.
Oh, damn.
Yep. I'm expecting a trailer to drop sometime during Thanksgiving, maybe around when the Netflix house opens on November 12th. Which, by the way, I haven't made a final decision yet, but when Christine comes up for Thanksgiving, I'm planning on going to that. They have a One Piece themed exhibit and experience. I will probably go do that, and I will tell you all about it in episode 84. because it's the end of the year, you guys are probably familiar from our talks on Super Bonus Round. We like to fill the schedule up to like around Valentine's Day and then take off for the rest of the holiday because he and I are usually pretty much busier than the holiday. And that is still true. Although we're going to be way ahead because of we've been hauling ass on Persona 3 Reloaded. We want to enter the new year with that notch on our belt, right?
Oh, yeah.
You are so close, and I've already mapped out the plan for you. But speaking of maps and plans, the government wants to steal one from Franky. He gives it to them. If you'd like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available for
$3.99
a month. No, we're not being paid to say this. I just think it's a really good deal, and it's probably the easiest way to read along with us because omnibuses and manga volumes of the earlier volumes are hard to come by. But if you happen to have those with you, those work as well. Don't forget that when you hear this sound while listening, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, enjoy the read-through, everybody. Chapter 358, Reactivation.
And it's the Go and Mary just sailing alongside a bunch of marine life and sea beasts. And is that the one whale from when they first entered the Grand Line?
You'll notice that there are it's not Laboon, because Laboon has scars on his head and the very bad Straw Hat logo painted on him. Mm-hmm. However, those Sea Kings I noticed were when they first have entered the Grand Line, and also they're in the We Are opening. Also, stay away from the dolphins, especially if they have a puffer fish.
Oh, no! Okay.
For those that don't know, and that don't watch our Super Bonus Round playthroughs, We've been talking about fucked up animal facts, and my favorite one is that dolphins are not only resistant to pufferfish poison, they intentionally inject themselves with it to experience a high. So they literally engage in puff-puff pass.
They can be real monsters. So they're not all on that, though.
They're just as bad as humans. And speaking of the evil of humanity...
Okay. It's...
We're ending the flashback with Franky.
And all the tons of clutter. Did you hear? Tom's dangerous disciple, Cuddy Flam, has apparently died. Got hit by a sea train. And there we see the
iceberg. That's Mayor Iceberg. He was Franky's childhood friend. Younger.
And what was that name of that
lady?
Kokoro is just taking a shrig of booze. You can do it. You're Tom's best disciple, and he was the top shipwright in the world. Let's have a drink together soon for laughs this time. Yeah. Mr. Tom, I'm going to change this town.
So you noticed she didn't start drinking until Tom and Franky died.
Oh, no. Oh, that's dark. They sure got at me that time. My body. It's so hot. Oh, it's Franky. That's back. At least I'm alive. Am I going to die here?
Remember, he willingly got hit by a train.
Yep. I saw bloody and finds himself in the middle of a wrecked ship. And he's bleeding real bad. Hull abandoned. An abandoned ship? Waste wood, scrap, iron. I fit right in. First, I gotta do something about this useless body of mine.
And then the flashback continues, but it's like much later in the timeline. 4 years later, the Gallicoa company is really, really doing good business. Water 7. So it looks like within 4 years, Iceberg formed the Gallicoa company and possibly got elected mayor. Oh, actually, we get the answer to that right now. Have you heard? In the next mayoral elections, Mr. Iceberg has been nominated. Yeah, that's a great idea, as people are cheering clanking their drinks together. If he becomes mayor, we'll all be proud, too. But then a familiar hairy leg stomps onto the ground. And then we cut into the Iceberg's office. And with a... Is that Khalifa? Is there a different secretary? I'm not sure. Mr. Iceberg, you have a visitor. Oh, my. Who is it? He said, tell him it's Cuddy Flam and he'll know. He seems suspicious, so we're holding him in the factory. Is he an acquaintance of yours? And this stuns Iceberg, but he doesn't change his expression. Frankie? You're sure that's the name he gave? Yes, he's really an unsavory-looking fellow. And on top of that, he's wearing a Speedo. Should we let him pass? No. Run him off.
And it's nighttime at the workshop. You got a really roundabout way of meeting people. Weren't you that sad took of a body? Eh, shut up. My body got wrecked and parts of it weren't working anymore. So I turned silver for myself using scrap metal. It's how I survived. But enough about that. I hear you're accepting ship contracts from the world government. You gotta be kidding me. I can't abide by that. Doing the government a favor? They're the ones who killed Mr. Tom, remember? And just who made the weapons that trigger all of that? Let's see. Let's figure out who's who. Okay. I understand and why you'd want to confront me, but listen. Don't think I've forgiven you in the last 4 years. I'm surprised you can even show your face to me now. What did you say? I truly thought you were dead. That's how the government would put it. Even if Mr. Tom forgave you, I have no intention of doing it so myself.
And time goes on, and Frankie is holding a series of papers in his hands. What is this? Blueprints for the ancient weapon? From now on, abandon the name Cuddy Flam. The government failed to wring out these out of Mr. Tom. It was only a matter of time before they come after me. Take that and leave the island, Frankie. Leave the island? Cuddy Flam of Tom's workers is dead. As long as you don't use that name, there's nothing connecting us. And if you leave this island, the whereabouts of the blueprints will vanish into the shadows. Hold on just a minute. If they come after you, you won't have the blueprints. What happens then? This should wrap up our business together. Hey, Iceberg! We may not meet again. Wait! You want to end up like Mr. Tom? If you keep this up, if your life is in danger, just give him these! Or if you don't want to give them to him, burn them while they're watching! If you were in my place, would you really do that? Mr. Tom accomplished such a tremendous feat. And then he threw away everything when he tried to make a future out of those blueprints. As long as we're in danger of that Nico Robin woman reactivating the existing weapon, then those blueprints must exist in this world. At the very least, as an opposing force. Even if I kept holding on to them, I'd sooner let the government kill me than hand them over.
Hey, I might try to make this thing, you know? You sure you can trust me? The fact that I gave it to you isn't an answer enough. We never change, do we? We get into yelling matches whenever we meet. I still haven't forgiven you. And though you might feel the same way, Frankie, you jerk. I'm really glad you're alive. And she looks away from him, crying, bursting in tears. And Frankie's shocked by this. Iceberg, I'm not leaving this on it. You got that? You jerk, this is what I'm telling you. Shut up. I'm absolutely not going to leave. Up and it's back to the present. Frankie's on the floor as the CP9 iron stands above him. The man we were asking about, the man named Tom.
He was certainly skilled, but he was also a dangerous, out-of-control fishman with Herculean strength. When we asked the townspeople, they gave us vague, misleading answers. It must be rough having to cover for a master like that, Cuddy Flam. I don't even have the energy to think of a comeback. You government people are all trash. Whoa, 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 whoa! At the time, here in Water 7, over 100 Navy troops and other officials were seriously injured, and you were the culprit. Committing such an act against the world government is a substantial crime. But you were confirmed dead in the sea train accident that very day, so the crime was never answered for. I think we'll take you to Enies Lobby now, as a criminal. You can talk to us at your leisure there about the location of the Pluton blueprints. Bluno?
Yes, we've just been connected.
When we reported this incident to our director, he said he wanted to speak with you as soon as possible.
Director? Go ahead, director.
Ah! Hot, hot! I spilled my coffee! Gosh, this stupid coffee!
Are you there, Cutty Flam? It's been ages.
Who would have thought that you could have survived that Enies Lobby, Command Center? I can't believe it, but it's great news. Who the heck are you? For the past 8 years, whenever my wounds would hurt, I was tortured by rage, with no one to blame, because the criminal who wounded me was dead, you see. Oh, Spandam, Cypher, all number 9 director. Don't you remember? The man from CBS who arrested
five.
Tom's...
CP5. Huh? It's CP5.
Oh, CP5. Who arrested Tom's workers during the attack 8 years ago.
Yep, it's Spandam, but now he's disfigured and wearing Mankind from WWE's mask. I'm not even joking. That was the direct inspiration.
You! Don't tell me you're Spander! Oh, you forgot the M! I can't wait until you get to Enies Lobby. Now then, men, hurry and bring him that criminal to me. Roger. Let's go. Gosh, you! Let me go, you!
I'm tying him up in a bag.
Hey, wait up! People, let go! As Usopp says nervously, again in Lucio's attention. I mean, Lucy
like glares him down. Oh, my apologies, and he bows. That's all you got? I know you. You were one of the Straw Hat crew as we exit the former Tom's workers' headquarters, and then we go back to the burning building. Yeah, it's been a while since that one. Mm-hmm. And the Galley Law men are still they're still hosing down the fire at the Iceberg's mansion. It's no good. The wind's gonna win this one. The fire's not subsiding at all. There's nobody still inside. They'll never survive. Not in those conditions. Huh? And then a strange shadow appears crashing through the window of the top floor, and everybody's in shock. And it's sort of like a really thin hoof looking thing. A reindeer.
It's Carrie, Mr. Iceberg and Polly. And sure enough, it's chopping his reindeer form, putting one of Sora's swords in his mouth, and Carrie, Mr. Iceberg and Polly. As everyone looks in shock, and Chopper's belly in there. I knew it! They were still inside! Then Lucy and the rest were on Earth. Nami. As Chopper looks at an unconscious Nami. This is terrible. I've got to treat... he tries to go to Nami, but passes out. Everyone looks inside. Treat him. They're supposed to offer. Hey, what do we do with this raider? Treat him too. He saved their lives. Oh, SBS Corner.
And now we have a new header. It's Tonjit, the old man from Ling Rongland, and his horse Shelly. And he's using those bamboos that trapped him in the clouds for 10 years for the SBS. Oh, and you can see the bear in the back.
Oh.
Remember, remember all the animals were long, so they made the calling them long words.
All right. So, I guess it's your turn to be Oda.
Yes. Oh, that's... Oh, shit, he's starting it this time. Mm-hmm. Hello, all. Everybody else always hijacks this corner, but in this volume, I managed to keep a hold on my place as creator. And insert the sound of applause. That means lining up... at the question corner site all last night with a sack with lunch was worth it. And the rice balls were filled with tuna, my absolute favorite. It was so incredibly yummy. Oh, hurry up and start, you say? Just get on with it? Right, okay, then. Sorry to have kept you waiting. The S, silly, B, bear, S, says, excuse me, corner is starting. I've mistaken the meaning.
Hello, Oda-sensei. I just ordered something. It's about the Dodo fruit. Shanxi ate the dodo food. Nan could never take a bath again, could she? And with that, please keep aboard a good work. Go. Oh, this is taking a creepy turn.
Yeah, I don't like that question. And I don't know if I like Oda's answer. And his answer is, you're completely right. That'd be the end of the world as we know it. He'd be able to spot in the baths of all them in the world. Knock on wood, knock on... Oda, that better mean knock on wood that he doesn't do that?
Ha ha!
Well, as long as Bluno is alive, he's never getting that power. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, the guy in the scat behind me keeps trying to gum pisser. What do I do about it?
The guy the guy in the scat. I don't think you want to be punched by somebody sitting in scat.
sorry. That he looks like a sea. Who's a pirate crew navigator?
Definitely a problem, but God, that guy's Luffy, so no mistake. Give him some meat. I think he'll calm down. And if he doesn't calm down, drown him in seawater.
Hopefully, I'll be able to tell the difference between the word seat and the word scat in...
right now. But also, we're moving on to Chapter 359. Bingo.
Limited Run Series Number 8. The House in the Jungle. And that's a familiar, ratty-looking, blocky house in the jungle.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because like, would you be able to pinpoint who this story focuses on just based on this image?
No, I remember there being a guy who ate the axe food, I think that's what it was called.
And also, they fought him on an isle full of dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you're right next episode. All right, it's my turn to begin, and they've pretty much put... honestly, Frankie in that bag just makes me think of... in Death Stranding, when you have to carry people, you stuff them in a bag and then carry them on your back. So that's basically essentially what they're doing. Ah, they got him! And, well, I guess we never saw Kaku take Usopp out because he just fell to the ground. Ugh. So what you're saying is you left the Straw Hat Pirates, but you haven't stopped being a pirate. If you're a pirate, we'll take you with us. Khalifa? Right, as she gets her thorn whip ready. Austin, would you let her wrap you up in that?
Maybe.
It has real thorns on it. It might actually hurt.
True. Yeah. No.
And this ship.
I'm not into needles.
Well, it's full of them. And this ship. Were you disposing of it? As he puts his hand on the Mary. Hey, you! Don't you touch that, you hear? Hey, are you listening to me? Oh, and he opens the shutter doors. Even if it was only a temporary disguise, in this city, we are proper shipwrights. When we tell you something's no good, we think you should listen. So what? Leave it alone. It's not your ship. This will let the water out, won't it? As he pulls on a lever. Hey, wait. Don't do anything stupid, okay? Hey!
No! And Usopp looks on in horror as the Gorin Mary's just dumped into the waters.
Not just any old waters, too. They're literally expecting a fucking tsunami. So
okay.
The Going Merry could be as good as fucked.
And yeah, we see it broken into pieces.
No, actually, that's just that's the wreckage of the other ships on the bay.
And Usopp looks on in horror. Lucci doesn't give up.
Lucci.
Okay, I gotta remember. Lucci rhymes.
It rhymes with Smoochie.
Okay. And
Frankie. And Poochie.
Okay.
Just remember, Lucci died on the way home to his home planet. And back with the Galilau headquarters as the Galilau foreman celebrate that iceberg's okay. He's just weathered. Mr. Iceberg's conscious again. Terrific. Yeah, he's okay. It's all thanks to that reindeer. But I think that thing is the Straw Hat's pet. Hey, look over here too. The girl opened her eyes. Well, what should we do? Should we make her cough up the Straw Hat's location right away? Oh, wait, Mr. Iceberg, you shouldn't move yet. Oh, he's not getting out. He already is up. Men, give us some space. I want to talk to this girl alone. As Nami gets up and wondering what she's talking about. What's going on? Oh, no idea. But Iceberg and Nami have some privacy next to some trees away from the mess while they try to put the fires out. To begin with, oh my, I'm very sorry. I pinned a false accusation on your crew. I'll write that wrong shortly.
I want to talk about Nico Robin. Do you know something? When you came to this town, did that woman start acting strangely? Yes, all of a sudden, right after we got to town, she disappeared. Then, this morning, she became the criminal behind your attempted assassination. And when some of our crew finally found her, she said she wouldn't be returned to us. We didn't know what was going on, so tonight we came here to ask her directly, one more time, why she's leaving the ship. And it's flashback to when it confronted Nico Robin. To make my wish come true, if I stay with you people, this wish will never be fulfilled. Well, what sort of wish can't be fulfilled because he's with us? Let me tell you what I know. And flashback to when Nico Robin was walking the street and meet that masked stranger.
Who we now know is Bluno, because there was a deep voice.
I'm with CP9. Must have been in around the same time you first lost sight of Nico Robin. The government's operation has already begun. There's a reason behind this woman's actions, of course, but first, as you listen, bear in mind that both Nico Robin and I have the means to awaken an ancient weapon powerful enough to destroy the world.
The world?
That's right. Oh, flashback again to when Nico Robin was threatening him. Bring.
Oh, it's a strength spotter snail ringing.
There's been a hitch in the operation. All members report to the bedroom at once. Whatever you do, do not shoot Iceberg yet.
It's funny with the transponder snail ringing. The anime does it like but up, 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 but up. But the live action show goes. Either way, it's funny. But the manga tries to make it normal, which is, I think, is what's really funny. It's like, no, you can't normalize that everybody talks with snails. And it's we get more insight into what happens with Robert and Iceberg's conversation while CP9 was attacking the ground floor.
You understand, Nico Robin, the blueprints you people are after, they're fake. Even if it kills me, I won't hand the blueprints over to the government. But at the same time, if you're snooping around the Poneglyphs and helping the government, I have to stop you there. It's not as if I'm looking for the Poneglyphs so that I can activate the weapon. I just want to know history. That's no excuse! You don't always need to have evil intentions to hurt people! If your simple desire to know history leads to the destruction of the world, then you should die here now, Nico Robin! You saw the fate of the demons of Ohara, and you still want to chase after history? What do you know about Ohara? You have no idea how much the world government has warped my life! If you hate the government so much, why are you helping them with this?
Nico Robin and just sat in silence. Because there's a wish I want to fulfill, and she lets him go. Even if it means throwing away everything. In town, CP9 presented me with two conditions. The first was to pin the assassination on the Straw Hat Pirates. The second was to turn myself over to the government and obey their orders. If you do that, you're a goner. Why would someone who's been on the run for 20 years accept those conditions? CP9 has granted permission to activate a buster call against the Straw Hat Pirates. Just once. A buster call? An emergency orders in which 5 vice admirals from the Navy headquarters and 10 warships assemble at the same location. The target of such a national war-class military force cannot survive.
So to put this in perspective for you, a buster call is essentially the nuclear button for the Navy.
Oh my god. Even in the Navy, only the 3 admirals and the head of the Navy, the fleet admiral, are able to exercise this kind of authority. But this time through Admiral Aokiji. CP9 obtained the right to activate it just this one time. If I hadn't accepted conditions, it would have been the target of a buster call. When I heard Aokiji's name, I gave up. For the past 20 years, I've been able to just run away and survive, no matter the circumstances. Because I had nothing to protect. Because I could betray others and use them to take the fall for me. But now, I just can't do that.
I found companions who believe in me. The life I once threw away, the heart I lost, the dreams I thought were dead,
they bring these back to me every time.
Then what is this wish of yours?
Myself excepted, I want the 6 remaining Straw Hat Pirates to sail from this island safely. To sail from this island in safety.
And for that, you'll awaken a deadly weapon? Don't you care what happens to this world?
I don't. Stop talking nonsense, as he points the gun at her again. And then it's back to the conversation with Iceberg and Nami.
I couldn't pull the trigger. Can you believe it? Of everyone living on this planet, that woman chose to protect the 6 of you.
All for us?
Now that it appears likely the blueprints for my weapon will be stolen as well. I can't rightly blame her, but...
And Nami looks like she passed out. But, yep. Hey, what's wrong? But no, she's still conscious.
I'm so happy. Robin, she didn't betray us. I've got to get an airphone and tell them right away. Thank you, Miss Iceberg, as he runs off. Wait, the Straw Hat's already defeated. What can you do now? Now, you say? This starts now. Penny and others are fine, but they can't be done away with that easily. We're going to get Robin back. Hesitating makes us weak. Now that we know she needs to be saved, our strength will be infinite. And she's just smacking an unconscious Chapa in the face. Chapa, wake up! We gotta go find everyone! Hey, lady, that guy's seriously injured. Wake up, Chapa! Chapa.
And then we go back to when Chopper and Sanji were looking for Robin on the streets.
You go meet up with Luffy and the others and tell them everything about what just happened.
Well, what about you, Sanji?
I'll knock around on my own for a while. Don't worry, I won't do anything rash.
What's the matter?
Do you think Robin hates us?
Chopper, you'd better remember one thing. Real men can forgive the lies women tell.
And then we go back to the present up by the train station. Water 7 Blue Station.
Last train for any of the Slobby departing at 11 o'clock p.m. Due to the rising water level, please board from the station's second floor.
And Robin is sneaking along with the world government agents, and a familiar shadow is in the tunnel in the dark while watching her. It's Sanji. He lights his cigarette and goes, bingo.
Da-da-da.
So if you've been wondering where the hell Sanji's been all this time, you got your answer.
Oh, okay. So it's another SBS corner. I'll be Oda this time.
Oda-sensei, I got a friend who tells me I saw Oda-sensei via email. Apparently, you were standing by the magazine rack in a convenience store perusing a dirty magazine. Well, don't worry about it. I always figured you were that kind of guy.
Hun, how many chapters have you read? You've only figured that out now.
That's probably how you researched Nami's physique, right? Rude kid earlier. He's married to a woman who cosplayed Nami. I think we know where he gets his inspiration from now.
How rude. As if I'd just stand around in a store reading magazines like that. How uncouth. I'd buy them.
I can't hate that answer, to be honest with you. I wouldn't stand around in public reading porn. I'd be on my way purchasing it. I got no time for that.
Okay. Hello, Oda-sensei. A question right off the bat. A while ago on TV, there was a program about Venezia, the city of water, where there was a high tide called Aqua Alta when the townspeople all have to wear boots. Did you maybe model Water 7's Aqua Laguna on this?
There was a show on that topic, apparently, and for a while ago, I got a ton of questions about this from readers. Maybe we'll watch the TV and got carried away by that Aqua Alta show. You're right. Venezia is an Italian city known as the City of Water. That's really kind of spelled. Don't know why.
It's Venice, but in Italy, it's called Venezia.
Okay. So I use that as a model for the setting in this series. Still, well, as you all know, it makes things more realistic to include the city's trials as well as its beauty. So although it's done in a very manga style, I've included it in that action as well, but what happens in the manga couldn't actually happen in real life, so you can rest assured that while you travel, I want to go to Venice, English name, too. Ah, yeah, he explains it. Okay.
Yeah, like, also, for example, did you know the Japanese people do not call Japan, Japan?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't call it Japan. You know what they call it? Nihon. Nihongo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nihongo.
Nihongo. N-A-N-I-H-O
Geo.
Nihago.
No! God damn it! Well, let's hope Austin learns to pronounce things right in Chapter 360, Departing Soon.
Miss Golden Week's Big Plan, A Baroque Reunion. Volume 2. Newspaper, please. Oh, Miss Golden Week.
Yeah, remember she was Mr. Three's partner? She had like the paintbrushes and the colors could like make people do things?
Yeah. They had those other members that were named after...
The men holidays. Are named after numbers, and the women were named after holidays and days of the week.
And yep, sure enough, she's getting a newspaper from a traveling and a big seagull that's just...
A news coup. A news coup. That's what they're called. News, okay, C-O-O, like coup like a bird.
And it's not News Corp. Okay, so it's...
I would not be surprised if there was a Fox News in the One Piece world, but you know what? I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Okay, so it's my turn. Yeah, it's a shot of Water 7 and still trying to withstand the storm. Shipbuilding Island, Blue Station entrance. CP9 will be here soon. Nico Robin, you board the sea train first. And step on it. Hurry and take away, you guys. Yes, sir. It's government officials.
It's Corgi, the guy that, remember the guy that tried to interview Iceberg when they first got here? That's his name.
Yeah. The woman who's been on the run for 20 years. Good of you to finally surrender. A government official, a Navy, and Robin. As Sanji tries to plan, and so, how should I play this one? There's a darkness in me that you and the crew do not know. And no matter how you look at it, she's obviously being escorted away. But with opponents like that, if she wants to run, she should be able to rig her out of it on her own. Does she have some kind of object here?
Objective
here? Or is there some reason she can't run?
Oh, and just when I was starting to admire Sanji with his espionage and saboteur skills, he goes right back to pervy fantasy land. He's imagining himself as a knight in shining armor rescuing Robin as a princess. Sorry to keep you in, Robin, my darling. Oh, I've been waiting for you, my one and only prince. And he makes that weird camel face when he gets purple, pervy thoughts. Is she doing all this on purpose because she wants me to save her? As he's now on his knees, like just giggling to himself. Mr. Corky, it's CP9! Huh? Whoa, it's Rob Lucci. What a presence. So that's CP9. Yep, CP9 has arrived, and they're carrying Usopp and Frankie in bags. Let me go, curse you, let me go! Where are you taking me? I'm never forgiving you people for this, do you hear me? Usopp, welcome back from your long assignment, as they walk past the line of salute. Mr. Lucci, your coat. That's too much, make them stop. Sir, yes at once! And then they knock out Frankie and Usopp, they finally stop yelling. This isn't a game. Look sharp. Everyone board the train.
Everyone to the sea train. Prepare to depart for Annie's lobby.
You did pronounce that right. That is how you say it.
Oh, good. Thank God. I'm telling you, let me go. Clunk. Oh, I say hit Usopp.
Okay, so I think they hit Frankie first, and then they knocked out Usopp.
Did he say something about causing us trouble to the very end? He's planning to cause us trouble, even after leaving the crew? The ruins of Galila Company headquarters, and yet, sure enough, it's a mess.
So, Robin doesn't hate us?
Oh, God. Chopper's little face.
He's sparkling happy that Robin doesn't hate him.
That's right. So now we gotta find Luffy and the others and save Robin. Until it's a raccoon. It's a raccoon now. Hey, it's a raccoon. Okay, we'll go look. Where are they? I don't know. That's why we're looking for him. All right, I'll look really hard as he grows into his buff human form. Whoa, that's a gorilla!
An iceberg is calling out to them. It's up to you whether or not you can go after Nico Robin, but I'll tell you this. A sea train for the transportation of government personnel departs at 11 tonight. Oh my, it's very likely they'll be on that train. In other words, Nico Robin will be with them. After that train runs, the sea train will temporarily stop service because Ach Laguna is on its way. What are you saying?
If you let that train leave without you, of course you won't be able to launch a ship either. You won't have any way to leave the island.
No way! This is bad! What time is it now?
10:30.
We've only got half an hour? Listen, isn't there anything we can do to keep that sea train from leaving just for a little while?
Well, it's bound for Annie's lobby, and only government people are allowed on that train. Even the engineer is a government. No one would listen to me.
No! Then I'll have to get to the station somehow and persuade Robin face to face. There's no other way. Chopper, I'll tell you which directions Luffy and Zoro flew off in. You go search there. All right, great. I got you.
Hey, you.
Oh, Pauly, we're glad you're okay.
You guys, help this girl out.
Huh?
Help her out? Pauly, these people are the criminals who ran after Mr. Iceberg. We need to tie them up instead. We're missing and Luffy and Kaku too. The Straw Hat Pirates were not the assassins. These people are innocent. They put into this by the real assassins. And we falsely accused them. What? I don't know who they really are, but they were wearing masks. And the Straw Hats fought them for us. As you saw, it's only because of them that Mr. Iceberg and I are alive right now. You don't have to look for Luffy and Kaku. I don't think we'll be seeing them again. You know what happened after Luffy and the rest? They ran back home to Mama.
That's one way of putting it.
That's ridiculous. How could they leave in the middle of a small situation like this? Never mind that. Just look for the Straw Hats. You, shameless woman. Hey, don't call me that. You're going to the station, right? I'll take you there. You will? Thanks. Pauly, just a minute. Is what you just said really true? Quit yakking and take some responsibility. Want to damage the Galidon name?
No, Foreman, we're sorry. Give us our orders. We'll help. Get out the bulls. Open the cages. As Nami and Chopper look at each other with a smile.
Went home, huh? There are all sorts of things it would be a bad idea to talk about right now. And it's bad enough that you and I have to know about their betrayal. As he understands. And Chopper, Nami, and all of the Galley Lob people are on the bulls shouting out for the everybody.
Hey! Luffy! Zoro!
Damn it. Damn you, Viz. I almost said it.
Zoro! Sanji!
Usopp, please come back.
You guys try too! Hey! Luffy! Zoro! Sanji!
Usopp, please come back.
That's literally how they do it in the anime.
Turn up that canal. It's a shortcut to the station.
Still 20 minutes left before the train departs. Don't leave yet, Robin. Going alone, sacrificing yourself, will never let you do those things. Faster, bull! And it's the sea train. Final train at 11 o'clock, departing from Water 7 Blue Station for Annie's Lobby. Stay in here and behave yourselves. As they throw Usopp and Frankie into the storage. Ow! Ow! You jerks! Be a little more careful, would you? Idiots! Yeah, you idiots! Government trats! Okay, let's not go too far. And outside the station, Sanji is standing before it. Since Aqua Laguna is approaching, we'll person the schedule forward and we'll be departing shortly. Glad they're leaving already. As it starts, the engine starts.
And we're going to the cable car where CP9 is staying.
Our mission is almost complete, isn't it?
Alifa asks Luffy.
Keep careless comments like that to yourself until we arrive, idiot.
This is sorry.
And then a quick flashback to Iceberg. If you let that train leave without you, you'll have no way off the island.
But please, let's make it in time.
Aw, little Tyrannosaurus is on the ground squeaking and talking to Iceberg. As he sits on the ground in front of the wreckage of his home.
Straw Hat! Roronoa! Luffy! Zoro! Sanji!
Usopp, please come back!
Luffy! They're gonna take Robin away!
Ben back with Sanji. I wonder what Luffy and the rest of the gang are doing. Is anyone going to get here in time?
The final train will soon, as Sanji runs towards the train track.
Oh my! That duck face! And... So enough, Luffy's trapped between two towers.
Please don't word it like that.
Those jerks, they won't get away with us. I'm stuck. And, bad luck, my foot slipped. So I was out of the
upside down in a fucking chimney. I'm stuck. The train will be departing shortly. Shroud, Zoro, Luffy! Oh, well, are they find him in time? Oh, another SBS corner, of course. Okay, I'll be the reader this time.
So I want to tell you, like, somebody made bookmarks for books of Zoro and Luffy like that. Like, Luffy would go between the book, and then Zoro would be, like, the bookmark that's sticking out at the top of the book.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know if it was official or if somebody made it. I remember, like, there was a fake... yeah, it was official! I'm gonna get the picture awesome. For it real quick. Okay, so, you're the reader. While you read that, I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay. It's me! Remember me, Oda Sensei? It's me! I just now got into a traffic accident. I need $2 million right now. Will you transfer that over to my account there? And I have a question. Can lots of people eat the same devil food, or can't they? Is that even possible? If that happened, what would happen anyway? Okay, thanks for answering.
I jumped the gun on answering this question, because I was like, huh? Oh, that's terrible. A traffic accident? All right, let me just... Hey, would you quit that? You're trying to... It's me, remember me, fraud. You'll remember that they did... Remember in Yakuza, there was a sub-story where someone pulled an exact gag on Kiryu? That's a common money scam in Japan. So that's what that's referencing. Right, then I give that evil fraud and Oda sliding chop. Okay, I chopped your shins. Here's your answer. It's not possible for lots of people to divide a fruit and eat it. I get lots of questions like this, but with devil fruits, just one bite is enough to give you the ability. And once somebody's bitten into the fruit, it's just a normal nasty tasting fruit. Nothing will happen no matter who eats it. In short, several people can't get abilities from a single fruit.
And let's see. There I was. There was something I didn't understand and wanted to look into. What kind of blowfish is a long-horned cowfish? Mr. Tom is obviously too fat, right? I would love to see your gorgeous drawing of a blowfish, Ai-chan. Thank you, Naomi.
Well, I want to look up a long-horned cowfish and see if that's what he actually is. Yeah, it's pretty similar. There's something... Oh, that it was the question. It was just ordered with a picture of a long-haired cowfish. That's what they look like, yeah.
Do it with a boom.
Okay, it looks like this. Its skin is poison. Mr. Tom's isn't. It's the remember me... Remember me fraud is a crime in Japan. Yep. But that's one of the only crimes I consider a crime, because someone else is being taken away from... for one that I don't consider a crime, and we'll find out if they get out of it in chapter 361. P.S.
Miss Golden Week's big plan: a baroque reunion. Volume 3: Baroque Works collapse. I see my comrades for the first time. Yep. So enough, Miss Golden Week and Mr. Five
and Miss Hubba, Miss Valentine.
Oh. Yeah.
I love that outfit on her, even though she's probably like, I mean, she's in the jungle and it's basically a loincloth, still fucking hot. You should remember that the other Baroque Works members never got to, like, they all met for the first time in Crocodile's mansion. So this is and these guys didn't get to go because they failed their mission and got stuck in a little garden. This is the first time they're seeing them at all. And how do they find them? In the newspaper saying they've been arrested.
Hell of a way to see him for the first time. Okay, let's see.
I got nothing else other than Miss Valentine's outfit. Right. Extremely hot. Mr. 5-2. But mostly Miss Valentine. Anyway, it is my turn to continue the chapter. And then we go back to the galley lawmen circling the canals with all of them shouting for the Straw Hats. Luffy! Zoro! Sanji! And Chopper's even standing on one of their heads. Where did they all go? Come out! Let's go save Robin! Straw Hat! Roronoa! They're not here. Do you think maybe they're all in the back alleys after all? Now, even if they are, it's already flooded. We can't go look for them there. And then back to the sea train as it's getting ready to depart. Mr. Lucci, it's a little early, but we're departing. Will that inconvenience you at all?
No, let's go.
Cuckoo!
Yes, sir, then we will.
I've lived here for 5 years, but I feel no regret about leaving this island.
Someone's walking down the steps, and I believe that's Sanji.
Yep.
As the steam chimney on the AC train is just blowing, and there's water skin. What? Hey, did you hear a train whistle right now? That's strange. It shouldn't be departing yet. But those aren't ordinary passengers, aren't it? They might have taken a look at the weather and decided to leave early. Hey, you can already see the station up ahead. Stop, sea train! And as the conductor whistles, the final sea train of the day, Water 7 to any sat lobby. Everybody sit down. We're leaving. As he reels us on the train, start to chugga, chugga, chugga. Now departing. We're moving. Those freaking government jerks.
And the train starts to take off as Sanji is smoking a cigarette and watching. Is he watching or is he formulating a plan? We'll find out. And then Nami with her bowl arrives at the station. We're here. Thank you both. Take the middle entrance and go down the stairs. Right. But Robin, don't go. As Robin is looking out, holding her head against the window. And she's remembering when she asked Luffy to join the crew. I wanted to die and you let me live. That's your crime. And Robin is starting to remember her time with the crew some more. I have nowhere to go and nowhere to return to, so let me join your crew. Oh, I guess it can't be helped. Okay, Luffy! And he's the train's speeding off while the conductors get out of the rain. Hey, hold it, who are you? I think they found either Nami or Sanji. That's dangerous, step back!
It's Robin and Chopper. Robin, get off that train! We'll find anyone. I'm with you. Luffy, Zoro, where are you? And it's back to Luffy and Zoro's the trap. I can't get out. Great, as another figure starts running.
It's Nami running towards the station.
Robin! As he cries out, and we can see Robin holding her hand up to her eyes as if to hide her tears.
And the train has officially departed from Water 7. It's too late. And we're back at the blue station as Polly watches Nami sulk on the ground.
You didn't make it, poor thing.
And it's the two conductors that were assisting the train.
Oh, what is that man planning to do? It doesn't matter. That train was reserved by the government. Once they catch him, it's over. Oh, hey, you're Polly from Galala. You're injured. What happened? Why are you here?
That was a pretty early departure.
Yes, all the passengers were on board, and besides, the sea was pretty rough. We thought the weather forecast must have been way off, and Aqua Laguna could arrive at any minute. It isn't safe here either. Hurry over to the shipbuilding island.
You're right.
Hey, you can't stop a train that's already left. I hate to tell you, but Andy's lobby is the kind of place where...
But he stops.
Are you crying? Well, I get it.
I'm following that train, as he shouts. She was mad. I'll never forget those government goons. What's with you all of a sudden? Lend me a ship, a really big, strong ship. You're going to take a ship out on this ocean? You don't understand the terror of Aqua Laguna. Quit being crazy. I'll weather it out. I'll sell you. This is on a completely different scale than any high tide you've ever seen. From now on, the sea will get unbelievably rough. It's impossible for you to go out on the ocean. You would meet your end. But don't you get it? Robin's throwing a life away for us. Watch out. Oh, yeah. He carries them all away as a big, big wave hits the station and starts.
And they got him out of the way of that giant tidal wave. And one of the conductors is laid up.
Oh, that was close. Thank you. Polly, thank you so much. We were almost pulled out to sea.
Look at that.
Oh, God. It even crushed the timetable and the benches. The timetable was built into that post. Got ripped away by the waves. This sort of thing has never happened before. Not once.
Why is the pull so strong? It's still just approaching it already. We're seeing waves as fast as during last year's Aqua Laguna. This isn't normal.
Hey,
Is the sea train Robin's on going to be okay?
The sea train should pass just outside the storm affected waters, right before the high tide starts. As long as it doesn't take a direct hit, can usually get through even the biggest wave.
Hey, are you Nami? Somebody left a letter for you right here on the front of the station. It was probably one of your crewmates.
A letter? From who? I'm surprised you'd find such a... You found such a small note.
It was right here. She pointed to a spot, and on the side of building, it just says, Nami, read this, with an arrow pointing straight down.
Did you read the left?
Not Nami. Don't read it, idiot. that clown? That can only be left by one person. What does it say? Hang on. The first half's mostly a pointless love letter. The real letter starts here. P.S. I confirm that Robin is on the C train that's leaving at 11 p.m., so I'm going to board it.
What? Sanji's on that? Was on that train? And Usopp, too? And a gigantic thug with a pompadour?
That's gotta be Franky. Yeah, that's him. Oh, yeah, there was a baby transponder snare with that letter. There's probably at least one transponder snare on the sea train, so I'll contact you soon. He's going to contact us with this.
She's talking over the love letter part, so you can't read it.
Yeah. Then he must have guessed where Nico Robin was going. Wow.
Yeah, so now we know Sanji's with Robin. We get to any sloppy too, no doubt about it.
And then we cut to where the sea train is trying to get through the Aqua Laguna waves. It's chugging along, though, pun fully intended. And Sanji is out on the caboose rail on the back.
It sure is wet out here. I can't even smoke. Oh, now, how do I sneak inside without being noticed?
And then one of the government agents opens the door. Oh, wow, it's really storming out here. And then he notices Sanji, and Sanji's reaction to being caught is so funny.
Call the air coop as he kicks him in the face. Blah!
And he sends the agent barreling through the back car. And then one of the points goes, who are you? And then Sanji starts yelling. And that's the end of the chapter.
And the beginning of another SBS corner. So, who's Oda this time?
It would be me this time.
Okay.
There's only one question.
Oda-sensei, hello. I noticed this a while ago when I was watching the subtitles on a pirate movie on DVD. The actor said, go back to Davy Jones' locker, when the subtitles were saying something like, drown at sea, but they were referring to Davy from Davy back. Was Davy Jones an actual pirate? Please tell me. Tato Koro.
To start with, the words Davy back don't even exist in legend. The DBF, not to be confused with BDF, Davy Back Fight is a game that exists only in the world of One Piece, but as for Davy Jones' Locker, it's a legend that's been famous among sailors for a long, long time. Nico Robin also told the story in Volume 33. There are several different versions, but it basically goes like this. There once was a lying, no-good pirate named Davy Jones. He was a greedy fellow famous for shredding his crewmates' belongings and treasure and such into his own locker. Even for a pirate, he was a bad guy, and one day the devil cursed him to live forever on the ocean floor. Since that time, whenever ship sailors or treasures sink into the sea, they end up shut in this locker on the ocean floor and never seen again. That's the legend. Example of usage among pirates. Let's throw him into Davy Jones' locker. Meaning, let's kill him by sinking him in the deep sea.
Oh, morbid.
I mean, I've always understood that one.
Mm-hmm. It's where he keeps his socks. Davy Jones works out a lot.
I wanted to say something. I'm like, no, that's based on recent information, and I'm not going to, but I'll just say to anybody listening that's caught up, if you know, you know.
Ooh.
But you know what I know? You know what I do know? Is that it's time to continue with Chapter 362, Ebb Tide.
Miss Golden Week's big plan. A Baroque Union fighting for. Let's go to that prison. And yep, Miss Golden Week and Son of is packing up as Mr. Five and Miss...
Valentine's.
Valentine. Finds his... No.
Like, what? Why are you packing up to go to prison? She's like, it's just like, let's go to the prison. They're freaking out, but she's packing a bag.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Well, it's our fifth chapter. We're doing six chapters this week, in case you haven't noticed. So, you're starting, and I'll get the last one.
No way. He was out on the real deck this whole time? And yep. Auntie is just surrounded by a bunch of government officials armed with a pistol aimed right at him. Who are you? I saw that kick. He's not just a civilian. He must be a person of interest. And yep, that one government official was kicked to the other side of the cabin. If you say that to my face, I just blush. It wasn't a compliment. He's not taking us seriously. Put this Lucci right away. Tell him what you've got a suspicious intruder. Hey, this is something we have to go out to our way to, this is something we have to go out of our way to tell CP9 about, is it? No matter how rowdy this intruder is, there's no need to fear him. Because in this car...
I forgot about this guy! I can protect you. Jerry, CP6 intelligent member from Karate Island. And Sanji is standing under a very tall man, government agent, who is so tall, he literally has to bow down to fit in the fucking car, standing up. And what's funny is the coughing was him because Sanji's cigarette smoke is going right up into his face. I can protect you. Oh, so smoky. Jerry! And Sanji looks up at him. I am from the South Blue, from an island known for its karate. And I'm the best there is, best one there. Got it? Yes, I am. A boxing champion. So I'll do some karate. Hey, that's just rude. And then Jerry all of a sudden starts sprouting arms with boxing gloves. Jerry's Aurora Flicker Jab!
Jerry, the enemy's behind four. It looks like he just hits a bunch of his own guys in the crossfire. Mm-mm. He ran away, eh? Kid, just because I'm tall doesn't... Don't think this little carriage is any problem for me. I never had someone threaten me even between their legs before. My boxing style is actually works better when narrow places. This is my yoga style. Yoga 1-2, 1-2, what the hell? He's going all cross-legged with his legs up behind his head as he says, your string is shorter now. That's what I make you think. And then, screwdrop kick. Are you just going to completely ignore the rules of boxing? As he does his corkscrew kick towards him. This is a waste of time. As he jumps over him, but Jerry.
Brush it, blow, as Sanji caves his face in. And I think that's it for Jerry. And the agents are just stunned as, yeah, Jerry's face is like into the pavement of the car. About the representatives in each car. Starting with the last car 7. The one responsible for the government officials is in it. Oh, it's Corgi. Is a boxer from Cypher Pole number 5 or 6 called Jerry. They get stronger the further up you go in the train. In charge of the 40 Navy men in Car 5 is Navy Headquarters Captain or former Knight T-Bone. And in Car 4 is the man who is also serving head waiter on this voyage, Wanze, a fighter from Cypher Pole 7. And in Car 3 is the newest member of CP9, Nero. Although we're escorting dangerous prisoners, we're at no risk of an attack. However, if a threat arises, we do have the passable military strength at the ready, as Corgi is reinforming the CP9 who's on staff and what car.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, how about that? And back at Water Arc 7, and Nami's explaining to Chopper what happened. So Sanji went to the station and oops, that's on the same train, huh? So for now, we still have to figure out how to get to any sloppy. We can't even begin until we find Luffy and Zoro. Right, got it. I remember which directions they ran off in, so search this way first. Everyone, please give us a hand. Hey, you scurvy dogs, help us out. Leave it to us. Straw Hat, Roronoa, where your allies come on out. I say, a continuous search. Poor man just moving and has got a hurt. Maybe he's a rest. Full on fire, just hurry and find those two. Yes, sir. Do you let Mr. Iceberg know about the situation? And Polly asks. Two men went to deliver a report. And we cut back to the ruins of Galila and Mr. Iceberg.
Oh, yeah, it's the two conductors from earlier. I can't believe they're ordering us around, too. there aren't any stores open now, even on Shipbuilding Island.
And they're flashing back to a previous conversation that we had with Nami.
Meat and wine? That's right, as much as you can find. She must really be hungry, that girl. She's probably going through a growth spurt. That's got to be it.
No, we know what that's for.
Uh-huh. Luffy, Zoro, Straw Hat!
And then Chopper is looking around and he's sniffing.
Oh, rain. That's no good. My sense of smell doesn't work in this strong wind anyhow. And now...
And yeah, the Aqua Laguna is rising up to the bottom portion of Water 7 now. It's already flooded the back streets.
We've all been yelling so loud and we haven't heard a single response. Maybe it's as we feared. Quick and talking nonsense. Just keep trying.
As it's a montage of panels of all of this, of Nami and Chopper and the Galley Law Foreman yelling for them.
And it's a grand tale of Water 7. And as the waves get tougher, this is terrible. Look at that ocean. Hey, what's wrong? Polly, look at that. The ebb tide looks strange as it keeps rising and falling. And the more water ebbs out, the bigger the wave will return. What's the way the tide goes out to how high the tide will be? Yes. I'm flying.
Yeah, Chimney and Gumby are holding onto a rope that's about to blow them away.
Yeah, just mean I was wondering how far the water level would fall this year. Look, Chimney, it's as if the ocean's dried up. Wow, amazing. In the past, it's been decades, I suppose. Not even I have encountered such a sight.
Yeah, it's like the lower portion of the Water 7 that already flooded, and there's like flopping fish and crabs everywhere. And I'm starting to have a panic attack looking at them because I'm reminded of the shit I had to deal with Death Stranding. Yeah, I'll explain one day.
Can the tide really go out this far? I've never seen anything like this before.
As Polly and the Galley Lawmen are looking at the abandoned back streets,
the sound of the ocean, it stopped.
And that freaks Chopper out.
Just how enormous will the next wave be? The back alleys will be completely swallowed up. There's nobody left in the back alleys, right? So if so, they'll be goners instantly.
And Chimney and Gombe are looking at something.
Oh, wow. Meow, 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 meow. Granny, look, there's something out there. There's something between the houses. Meow.
And Nami is just exhausted at this point.
Hey, look it.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you're the pirate girl. Miss Kokoro.
Yay, it's the pirate lady. Hey, look over here. There's something there.
Something? What are you going on about, Chimney? Huh? What is this? The ocean's retreating? But Nami looks out and she notices something familiar between those two buildings.
Luffy! A
straw hat? Him? Isn't that the pirate king from your place? What's he doing in the... Hey, as Nami runs off. Hey, girl, where are you going? You can't go down to the back alleys now, you hear? The back alleys? Hey, somebody stop that girl. That idiot. As he continues to run off. Come back! Don't you want to live? Aqua Laguna's coming! You know, one hell of a cliffhanger for that chap.
No SBS. We might as well hop into our extra special chapter of the episode, and that chapter is Chapter 363, Aqua Laguna.
Miss Gordon meets Big Plan, a rogue reunion, Volume 5, The Yellow Green of Friendship. Colors trap, give us a ride. And Miss Gordon meets scribbles a little symbol on the church of a tarot doctor, who's given in her a thumbs up as if saying, yeah, I got this.
I am very uncomfortable with how much that thing looks like Jack Nicholson.
Hey, I got this. Hop on the ride.
Sparky. Listen here, Sparky. I'm going to give you a ride on my back, see?
Okay, I believe it.
Give me the bat. All right.
Have a dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Give me the bat!
Okay, but it's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn to finish this off, or start the ending of it, as it's, oh, the waves, they are rising. Well, it's ebbing down now, but it's going to increase even further. Like, look, you can even see the ground that Water 7 is sitting on now. That's how...
Wow.
Just gives you an idea of how bad the tide's going to be when it comes back. And Nami is running towards that those back streets on the stairs. Oh, no, it's that pirate girl. She's running down the stairs. Hey, come back. Stand high ground. And she jumps over the stairs, and then she's trying to jump onto the buildings. Whoa, she jumped down to the back alleys. Come back here right now. You'll be swallowed by the ocean. A sea anemone? A sea anemone growing out of a smokestack? The chopper's looking at the... No, he's looking at the chimney the Zoro is stuck in. A sea anemone? And he sees Zoro's legs and swords. Zoro! Oh, hey, wait, not the reindeer, too!
Men, don't chase them, Polly orders. It won't do any good for more people to go after them. This is the ocean we're dealing with. You just get killed along with them. If anything happens, I'll go, but only me. I don't want any of you interfering. As Nami runs, jumps from rooftop to rooftop.
Pirate lady, you're so cool. Hello.
Hey, what a stupid thing to do. It's too late for them.
Look over there. The wave's already... It's so close as the wave's coming. Oh no, they're gonna die. Nothing can save them now.
Shower, can you hear me? It's me,
Chopper cries out to him. Chopper? It's no good. This is as far as I can go.
And Nami is staring out at the building that Luffy's stuck in. And she starts to breathe. Luffy! And Luffy finally hears that. What do you think you're doing up there? Hey, this isn't good. The waves are on top of them. Hey, pirate girl, give up and run. Oh, in the distance, you can see a wave coming.
Are you behind me? Hey, listen, you're not going to believe this. I just got sent flying by the pigeon boy, and I flew right between these things, and I got stuck.
Why is he talking like an old Shimano now?
Would you quit playing around? This is so not the time. While you were out there messing around, they took Robin away.
And they cut to the sea train chugging along.
Robin did it all for us. She's...
These plants have died. Do you understand?
I see. The train continues.
Robin sacrificed herself to protect us from a government attack.
I see. Flashback to what Nico Robin said. I have nowhere to go and nowhere to return to.
Even though she knew she'd be killed if they took her away. Yes, Nami cries. I'm so glad.
And then, that wave is getting uglier.
Look at that wave. What? I knew it. It's several times bigger than normal. Don't worry. We're not going to let Robin die.
I can't get you out. How did you... Oh, it is a chopper trying to get Zoro out.
I can't get you out. How did you manage to get stuck in here, Zoro? Ow, ow, you're tearing me in half. What are we going to do? The big wave's already super close. How should I know what we're going to do?
Oh, Chopper, wait a second. Would you possibly happen to have my Kitetsu with you?
Huh? The sword? Yeah, I've got it. How'd you know?
Oh, I know. When it's that sword, I know. There's something off about that sword. He has his hands wiggling out. Give me. So you held onto it for me, huh? Thanks. Put it in my hand. Hurry.
Oh, it's too late. They'll never make it.
And that wave's getting bigger and closer.
Climb up to high ground. Get higher. Hurry. Run away. You'll get swallowed up.
As Luffy starts to struggle to get out, and Zoro does too.
Oh, a big spin.
It's Aqua Laguna.
And it's bigger than Water 7.
Oh, my God. What is that? As everyone looks out in horror.
Do you want the next two pages?
Yeah. And we hear a bunch of creak, snapping. As Luffy just... Huh? What the... Ah! Oh, wow. Holy shit. And then Luffy just pushes the two buildings apart.
You mean he could have gotten out this whole time? Not any time, only when it was more emotional.
Yeah, and it's another spread. Hey, he's busting the city! As Luffy now frees himself, he stretches his one arm out. Let's go, Robin, as he uses Zelda to play around Nami to pull him away, to bring him with him. Let's go, Nami.
Get back, Tabitha. Okay.
One sword style.
36 caliber Phoenix as he slices the chimney he was stuck in half. And now Zoro is out.
Oh, who are these people?
And then Zoro finally sees the wave.
What is that?
Rumble jumping boost as the chopper goes into his jumping point. And he grabs Zoro and they fly out of the way of the wave.
And, oh, it looks like they made it out in the nick of time as the wave is washing away the city.
It's done.
The waves are sort of back alleys. Look, it's them.
And yep, it's Luffy and Nami making their way onto the bridge. Amazing! They made it to the Great Bridge. There's no way the water will reach that far. They made it. You guys are awesome. As Luffy, Nami, Chopper, and Zoro reunite. Where'd it go, Straw Hat? Oh no! The waves hit them.
Hit the bridge anyway. And man, that's where the episode ends.
Holy crap!
All right, Austin, thoughts?
Okay, so yeah, things were really suspenseful. Oh my god! Like, just when you think things are going bleak, you get a glimmer of hope, but then, wham! It hits you with another gut punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and now we're left to wonder how the hell are they going to catch up with speeding train in a freaking tsunami?
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out on the next episode of Binge the Devil's Fruit. So thank you guys all again so much for listening. If you want to support the podcast even further, check out patreon.com/superbonusround where we offer access to episodes 1 week before they're supposed to go out to the public, along with movies and specials reviews. And we're going to talk about the Netflix show this year, apparently.
Ooh, damn.
But until then, we figured we'd start the year off with a bang, and boy, did we. So we got six chapters this episode. We're going to go back to 5 in the next one, and then we're done with Water 7. We'll finish off with 6 again. Until then, I've been John Mogu, RJM.
I've been Chad Peanut.
And we'll see you guys next time for episode 81 of the podcast, where we will go ahead and read chapters 363 to 368. And remember, or no, it's 364 to 368, whatever. And remember, when binging the Devil's Fruit, make sure you eat it slowly, enjoy it, savor it. Oh my god, this is a tsunami. Put the thing down and run. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to support the podcast for just $3 a month, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/superbonusround. This gives you exclusive access to episodes 1 week before they go out to the public, and also exclusive access to the commentary tracks for our movies and special reviews. The reviews themselves will always be free to everybody, but the commentary tracks are exclusive. Again, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thank you for your support.